It's our business executive feature, and today we speak to a gentleman who, with some colleagues, set up a digital startup company shortly after the dot-com bubble in the early noughties. Since then, the company has grown to support big corporates with their IT needs. To tell us about his business and his philosophy on things, I'm joined on the line by Adam Shapiro. He's one of the founders of Pilotfish Digital. Thanks very much for joining us, Adam. So what does Pilotfish Digital do? And just take us through the process of its founding.
Great. Well, thanks so much for having me. So, yeah, Pilotfish is a workflow automation company. So we capture documents for clients and do things like version control. So people are working on the same document instead of emailing different versions of a document around a company or to external suppliers or customers.
And it does sound as though, I was going to say, it sounds like it was quite a process to set up your business with your colleagues.
Yeah, we started 19 years ago, actually, in Durban, and we were supposed to go to Durban to celebrate that, but obviously health issues have kept us here in Cape Town.
Yes.
And it's been a long road. We started off doing websites and just did really well on that, but then it became too easy to build websites. So we had a pivot, and that was one of our key pivots, was to stop building websites and do more business systems.
Excellent. So you call your company a small fish, hence the pilot fish, that guides much bigger fish in their IT solutions. What sort of clients have you managed to secure over the time?
Well, when we were doing websites, we were doing the Unilever website and the intranet. At the moment, we do RCL, Ranger Chickens Limited. We do a lot of work for them, Transnet, and some overseas clients.
Yes.
We definitely keep busy. You mentioned in your previous interview about one man's meat and another man's poison.
That's right.
Hard to find the positive in all of this, but one of the positives of working from home and so on is these productivity solutions. Solutions like Zoom and solutions like ours that people need in an economy where they're working remotely.
You beat me to it, because I was going to say it's quite interesting that now we're in the terrible coronavirus period. People are now having to work from home, and the children are now also schooling at home. And I was going to ask you, perhaps this could be a dress rehearsal of the kind of future that we're going to have, where more people work from home and there is e-learning for children.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm very involved in this entrepreneurs organization, and the common thread from that will be that life won't be the same socially, but also in business. This will change our business fundamentally, some for the bad, but I think there's going to be a huge amount of positive that comes out of this in terms of getting our systems together, getting our processes together.
Yes.
So then another train hits us or comes towards us, be it a bad debt or be it a whatever, that we prepared to take on Corona 2 or whatever it is, because our systems are in place.
As a business person, you've been running your business for the past 19 years or so. What values propel you every day? What drives you every day?
Our team, like, we really need to support our team and our clients. And we love what we do. We're really interested in making a difference, doing things better. And the organizations that we're involved in, we get a huge amount of pleasure and benefit from helping them, and in turn helping ourselves.
Yeah. So in terms of, you've been in the business for 19 years, at least Pilotfish. Going forward, what's the strategy for your business, especially because IT solutions are, enable you to have access to global clients?
Sure. So there's two areas. One, so Pilotfish is largely doing consulting and selling hours. And then we started another company, Autopilot, which is more a product. And that's a longer-term play, because we need a lot more clients for that. So we've got a two-pronged approach. One is to work on an hourly basis, but the end result is having a cloud-based product, which allows us to move further internationally and get a lot more clients the work of the same platform.
You know, when you look at the South African context, that is the context within which you work, before Corona, we've got a lot of problems. When you look at the problems that we have, what are some of the solutions that you think could be applied to our economy to make things much better?
Definitely the remote working, and I don't say it just because I'm in that industry.
Yeah.
Regardless of that, like, you know, spending 2-3 hours in your car getting to a place to sit around and do business. Obviously, some businesses you have to do that, but some you don't need to. I've just come off a 4-hour Zoom meeting now with colleagues, and we normally meet face to face, and it's so good to meet face to face.
Yes.
But these 4 hours were seamless. We could see each other. The technology is there now. So we just got to change our focus, and it's great to shake the person's hand, but now we can't, so we do the next best thing. But as long as we're all working off the same input, then that's the key, is having those systems in place to ensure that we're all on the same page.
Yeah, of course.
And we can see each other.
Yes. You know, I was going to say, of course, we'd want the airline industries globally to be sustainable, and, you know, they're having a terrible time and all of that. But I think what this period has shown us is that a lot of money is wasted on people flying to meetings when they could do, you know, these e-conversations that you're talking about.
Absolutely. And we seem to put aside the things like, you know, global warming and, you know, saving the environment, because obviously, we've got a more immediate threat right now.
Yes.
But once we get this health threat contained, then, you know, this will become the new norm, and we won't have to travel so much for business, and hopefully we can travel for pleasure.
Adam, thanks very much for coming through and talking to us, and all the very best. Another positive 19 years for you going forward. That was Adam Shapiro. He's one of the founders of Pilotfish Digital.